Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Thinking about gobblers and big rapids. Waiting on the time when conditions are right. It's turkey time. Old Tommy Turkey says the wood's on fire. Strutting and a drumming and burning with desire.
Back, everybody. Yeah, a little turkey time. Your host, Ray I, coming from Turkey Camp, Missouri Ozarks, in an undisclosed location. Having a great Saturday morning. Good luck out there. We've had some rain and it can be a little tough, but stay with it. Those turkeys are out there. In this segment, we're going to do something a little different. I've decided we're going to do a little seminar format type thing. We're going to cover some hen yelps. I'm going to play some hen yelps for you and compare that to gobbler yelps. I always talk about how to use the gobbler yelp to challenge turkeys in the spring of the year. You can hunt call turkeys, not hunt, but call turkeys year-round with the gobbler yelp. So we're going to play some actual gobbler yelps. Then we're going to go to Hawaii, because that was my first hunt this year in Hawaii with my good friend John Zabati. And we're going to play one of my hunts from Hawaii, and we're going to play Willie Joe's hunt from Hawaii, and then an on-camera with my good friend John. And we're going to listen to the Oklahoma roost. And then I got a lot of response from y'all when we played Melanie's hunt, and we're going to play that again. So you're going to hear a variety of different turkey sounds, a variety of different voices and how they compare, the gobbler yelps to the hen yelps, and the actual vocalization of all these turkeys, because it's turkey time, baby. We're talking turkey hunting. So first, we're going to listen to some hen yelps. These are real wild hens that I recorded in the wild. And let's listen to these hen yelps. All right, now let's compare the gobbler yelp to the hen yelp. The gobbler yelps are usually slower in rhythm and longer in length, but they can call very excited and sometimes difficult to tell the difference between them and a hen. Ha ha ha! All right, this is my second turkey in Hawaii with me and John on the Big Island. So let's go in and listen to this hunt. Listen how we call. Listen to the sounds of the call and the response of the turkey.
That happened quick. We were moving and calling. Trolling, as John calls it. Stop. Way up the hill, hit a call. Heard him gobble. Heard him gobble again. We made a move, got closer, closer. Gobbled on his own. Now, I'm going to get some lunch.
Welcome to Midwest Outdoors. I'm hunting host Ray Eye. This week, we're hunting the Big Island of Hawaii for wild turkey. Got a great show coming up. You don't want to miss this show.
Well, this is Willie Joe's hunt, my second cousin in Hawaii. Kind of an inside joke. And then when we get done with this hunt, we're going to have it on camera. And pay attention to John's on camera because it's really cool.
Welcome to Midwest Outdoors. We're visiting the Big Island of Hawaii for a turkey hunt. Midwest boy goes to from the Ozarks, goes to Hawaii to do a little turkey hunting. We'll be right back. I got a quick tip for you for hunting in the hills and the timber and stuff. When I came to Hawaii, I designed a call for out here in this big open country. We're hunting a big ranch here that's wide open and there's a lot of wind. So this is a heavy latex. This particular mouth call works out here because the sound carries. You got to have something loud. This call would be too loud in the hills of Missouri, but here it's what started these turkeys and brought these turkeys in. And I'm going to blow this call for you. So if you're going to come out here and hunt this type of country and you generally use a slate or a mouth call, you might want to go to a box, something that's loud that carries, or find a heavy latex mouth call and use that. And you want to change up, adapt to the situation, adapt to the hunting conditions. This country with this wind, this thing is loud. Sounds like a 300-pound hen, but it works in this open country.
Aloha, welcome to Midwest Outdoors. I'm John Sabati, hunting with Ray Eye. We're on the slopes of Mauna Loa on the Big Island of Hawaii. We're in Kona, hunting the Rio Grande turkeys. This morning, Ray knocked this bird down using a Mossberg 930. It's kind of a fun hunt. Ray and I have been doing it for a while. It's a little bittersweet. Marty's supposed to be here.
Right.
He couldn't make it. His moonshine business has gotten real busy. He couldn't come. And then Tony Caggiano was supposed to come all the way from New York, but, you know, some kind of parole thing. I don't know what happened. He couldn't make it. So, but anyway, we're thinking of you guys, so maybe next year we can get you over here to hunt some spring turkeys in Kona.
Aloha.
All right, let's go to a few weeks ago, Oklahoma roost at daylight, and listen to these sounds. Very cool.
Ha ha!
All right, we're going to play Melanie's Hunt, and then we're going to close out and go to break and get into the second hour of our show. So hope everybody's having a great Missouri turkey season, and or turkey season wherever you may be hunting.
There's trees all around.
Can you kill one of them?
Okay.
Shoot one of them.
Ray!
Go get him, honey.
Go get him. Oh, my gosh!
Go to him. Put your foot on him.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Put your foot on him.
That's what it's all about right there. What a great hunt with my great friend, Melanie Swergeon from the National Wild Turkey Federation. She wasn't a bit excited, was she? With that, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.